Hello,
my name is Secret, returning your call from customer support. Yeah, please have the zip code to locate the account.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? You are breaking up.
May I have the zip code to locate the account?
I'm not sure what zip code you have, but right now I'm at 32708.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Marion Beale.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me?
The address is, I'm staying here temporarily. 1454 La Paloma Circle, Winter Springs, Florida.
Okay, so I see that you ordered the Avera Beauty Cream and the Beauty Serum on November 7th, paying $6.95 for shipping. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I paid for that, but I was charged twice for it, first of all, and then I got charged for the actual product, and now I got charged twice on my account for $119 just a couple of days ago.
Okay, so the $6.95 was for shipping.
It made me break out. I can't even use it.
And this was a 7-day free trial with you only paying the shipping and handling.
Okay.
And in the terms and conditions, it stated that within, if you don't call
it, I didn't want that, ma'am. Ma'am, I clicked that I did not want that. That I didn't want the trial thing. That I was going to pay for the product, and that's what I did. I paid for the product. It charged me on my account. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
And in the terms and conditions, it states that if you don't call within the 7 days, then you will be billed full price for the products.
Okay, first of all, I clicked that I didn't want that. Are you hearing me?
This,
I paid for the product at the time.
You paid for shipping and handling. The $119.85, that was for shipping.
No, then there was the $6.95 I paid, and then I also got charged. It was $39 and something.
That's not from us then, ma'am.
Well, I was charged twice, $2.695 and $219.
Correct. You have two different products.
You got to be kidding me. You're charging me that kind of money for it? Well, I'm contacting my bank, and I'm having it returned.
Well, that won't be necessary because they're just going to contact us, and then we're going to send them the terms and conditions that you did agree to. They will only issue you a credit pending the investigation, and then once they see the charge is valid and that you did agree to our terms, we're going to receive that money back.
Well, I didn't agree to it.
Now, in order for you to place the order, you would have had to agree to the terms and conditions.
But ma'am, I'm telling you, I clicked that I didn't want it.
Now, this is the only thing that we have.
Well, I clicked
that
I didn't want it. The $6.95
was just for shipping and handling during the trial.
And then I was charged for a product for, because my bank even contacted me and asked me.
You weren't charged
$39
from us.
Yes, I was.
No, ma'am.
I was too.
No, ma'am. That charge isn't from us.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, ma'am.
It is
ma'am.
From you. Okay,
ma'am, I'm
hold
looking
on
at
second.
Your account. The
$39
is not from us.
Well, I'm pulling my checking account up right now.
Okay,
and
that's
fine. I'm going to open up my account, and I must tell you exactly where I was charged from you. What's the name of your company?
That charge is not from us. You were not charged $39 from us.
Yes, I was.
Ma'am, that charge is not from us, okay?
It is too.
You were
you.
Charged. No, ma'am, it's
my
not.
Bank, at the same time, my bank even called me and asked me there was a charge you were trying to charge me. And I said, no, I did not want that charge on my account. And they didn't let it go through. And now you're putting through this money because I'm going to tell my bank that it's all bogus. that
no,
I
we're
didn't
just
agree
going
to
to receive the money back, and then you'll end up with nothing, ma'am. But
well,
I did get
I'm
the account canceled, so this will prevent all future charges. And with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, I can issue you a 35% refund. You should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. And just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with the cancellation number.
Well, I'm still going to contact my bank because you're scamming people. Because I clicked it. I didn't want that. And I know I clicked it. And then my bank contacted me right after I got off the phone with you people or got off online trying to do this and told them that I didn't want that charge and they didn't let it go through. I can't even use the product. It made my face break out.
Okay, so I did go ahead and issue you those 50% refunds. You should see them within 3 to 5 business days. And let me know when you're ready for
it.
50% for both charges. That's
$59.97
times 2.
Yeah, you're issuing refunds because you know what you're doing is wrong. Because I clicked the I don't want it.
Okay, that
so.
Cancellation number is C as in Charlie. 66-34-43-989.
Okay. And what was your name again, ma'am?
Secret.
Secret? Okay. And what's the name of your company?
Avora.
Hello?
I'm here, ma'am.
Avora?
That's A-U-V-I-R-A.
Why doesn't it come up like that on my checking?
Because we're a call center that services over 400 companies.
Okay. I feel bad for you. I do. I don't mean to yell at you, but I'm telling you, I know what I did with the company. So, but anyway. All right, ma'am. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.